There's so much talk these days about cutbacks in funding for the arts and for music. And I was wondering if that's affected your business and how you've been able to, or how you're approaching all that.
We were more impacted by the generalized economic downturn of 2008 than we were in any reduction in arts programs. There have always been horror stories, and certainly there are regional geographic pockets where big reductions have taken place. But we've also found over the years that in our market segment, where there's a lot of parent support and great student interest, that usually somebody will come to bat to rescue it. So oftentimes the funds are available. It may mean more fundraising. It may mean more involvement on the part of the parents. It may be that something that was paid for by a school district before is now paid by an alternative funding source. But we've gotten through it. We hear about the horror stories, and certainly the horror stories exist, but for every horror story, there's a success story.
When those kinds of things happen, do you notice trends? For example, does a downturn start maybe in California, and then you notice, you know, in Texas or whatever? I mean, how does this work?
Music programs do have regional strengths and weaknesses. Certain states are very strong. Other states are not as strong. I think in the most recent economic downturn, we were watching the economic downturn state by state as opposed to watching anything in music programs that was specific to their region. We certainly have seen our business change from state to state, where one economic downturn in a state would lead an economic downturn in another state, and very often those states would lead in the recovery.
What is it that really sort of excites you about what is happening here? I mean, you're in a new building and you're dealing with the digital age. Why do you think this is a business that is important?
Well, it's certainly important from the standpoint of the development of our young people, our young musicians. I think most of the people here were products of music programs, so it's all very near and dear to us. What excites us, or what excites me, I think over the last 30 years, the excitement has been as we watched Pepper as a regional East Coast company with a national presence become a truly national company. And now we're going to need to see Pepper do more and more bits in more and more markets, selling less of more, I guess.
What do you mean by that, selling less of more?
We used to be way back, you called us for band and orchestra and choir. Then you called us for solo and ensemble. Then you called us for piano. And over the years, we added more and more channels to drive deeper into pockets of the marketplace. Now we might and are doing fundraising for organizations. We do MyScore, which is a service for self-publishing for composers. So we're going to have to try more and more little markets because there aren't any big green fields left for us to exploit.
We were looking at the sousaphone.
The best sousaphone we have is actually on display currently at the Museum of Making Music at NAM, National Association of Music Merchants in Carlsbad. It's been there for a couple years. Now that we're in the new building, I think we'll want to maybe have it journey home.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.